Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
As the phased easing of Level 5 lockdown restrictions began today, all schools are back, the construction of housing can resume and people from two households can meet outdoors. But public health officials are warning against complacency over COVID-19. The 5 kilometre rule, that travel rule has been lifted too, with people allowed now to travel within their counties to enjoy a change of scenery for the first time in 100 days, imagine. For many, a trip to the sea was their top priority, as John Cook found out speaking to those enjoying the beach in Lahinch. And what a beach it is, starting with Monica Lenehan, who travelled 50 kilometres across County Clare, a joy in itself I would say, to enjoy what she's been missing the most.
There's freedom in it today, absolute freedom. It is so good for the mental health to be out and about today. Just even the smell of the sea. We were over there to pick up our coffees and I said, can you just smell the seaweed? Can you just, oh, it's phenomenal.
Breathe it in.
Breathe it in, exactly.
And yeah. You're meeting your daughter Denise and grandson Noah.
Noah's here.
Top of your list was to get to the sea, Denise, was it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been great, you know, being on maternity leave and everything, but it's been tough, like being so restricted for the last few months. So this was top of the list, back to the sea with Mammy and get our walk in and get our coffee in and, like she said, breathe it in.
Well, it's taken us an hour to get here. We're within the county from Shannonbanks, Corbally.
Okay. Right beside Limerick City, but
not far from Limerick, yeah. We've been waiting to come to the seaside for so long, just to breathe in the fresh air, roll up and down the prom, or in my case, roll, but in my other people's cases, is walk.
John, you say you're rolling. How long have you used a wheelchair?
I'm in a chair 24 years now, yeah. Yeah, sure, it's part of me now, you know. Life isn't too bad in a chair, you know, people say.
I wonder, has lockdown been tougher then and being restricted and told where you can't go? You've had that for a lot of your life.
I've had it, being in a chair and trying to get in and out of places, and facilities aren't great, but you have to get over it, you know. And
how have you coped these last few months then?
It's been difficult. I have grandkids up in Roscommon and I can't see them, you know. I see them on Facebook or on Zoom and all that stuff, you know, but
not the same
to hold them.
I say we were here Christmas morning for the swim, the annual swim, and the dog's only 6 months old, so that was the last time she got to run on the beach as well. Like, we're 25 miles from here, and even we were driving back this morning and it was starting to rain and we were saying, oh no. But then when we got here, the sun came out and just beautiful, just so lovely. And everybody's smiling, like everybody's so happy to be here. We're like, the pup is playing on the beach and we're the very same, like we're just so excited.
Yeah, feeling of freedom.
Freedom. We had to market today, like we just had to market today and just come get out of our 5K.
Just wanted to see the beach, just wanted to get away from the 5 kilometre. There's only so much of Venice you can see, so yeah, it's nice to get a break and see something different.
Has it been tough all these months within that 5K for all your leisure time, or have you got to move anywhere?
Yeah, it's been tough, just even for your mental health to get out and get a walk by the sea air. It's been lovely.
It's taken us about an hour, but it was worth it. We're looking forward to it for quite a while, and it's glad to be here. And a nice day, crowned it all.
You've travelled 50 kilometres on the other side of the county.
Yeah.
Broken free, or is that how it feels?
That's the way, yeah. Broken free.
And no guard at the checkpoint or anything to stop you?
No, not on the way. It was wonderful, mm-hmm. But we made sure we stayed within the county. It was a long time since we've seen it.
Yes, yeah. Did you go in? You've got welly boots.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I was going to have my paddle. Come rain or shine.
And how did it feel?
Wonderful, uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely wonderful.
I hope this will continue and people will behave themselves and that we don't get another lockdown. But everybody's responsibility for this really lays on themselves to go forward for everybody else, I think, anyway.
Did you stick to the travel restrictions?
We did, yeah. When we left for minutes to go to the burn, it was maybe 5K out of it. But
you broke the rules for a few family trips, is it?
Just for one family trip, just to go to the burn. And that was, 3 weeks ago when the sun was right? And where we were in the burn, there was nobody 2 miles that way or 2 miles that way. There was nobody around us. And it was nice to get out of the house.
So do you think the 5K was overly restricted then, or didn't make sense? Or?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Because, I mean, you can stay away from people in the likes of those places. Like, you know, you don't have to be near people. So we'd never go to completely crowded places that you couldn't stay away from people. You know, like up there, there could be 50 cars, but you might meet anybody.
Yeah.
But he's only allowed back to work from today, so...
Yeah, I'm only back loud today now. And
what do you work as?
I'm a stonemason. But I was getting phone calls off builders and people to come out and do the job and do the job. And I said, no, I wouldn't do it.
Do you think there was a lot of building going on that maybe shouldn't have been then as well?
Yeah, there was. There was lads. I know lads that were going into sites and I know lads that were kicked out of sites by the guards. So it was going on, like, you know. And it wasn't the small lad that was kind of... It was the bigger lads. It was the bigger builders saying, John, get in or I'll give the job to somebody else, which was wrong, like, you know.
So you're glad to see construction allowed again from today on housing?
Yeah, glad to see it back, like, but where are we going to be in 6 weeks' time? I don't know where we're going to be.
It's nice to get out of the town, get a bit of sea air. Yeah, just a bit of freedom is nice.
You're sampling it on your toes there as well. How's the water feeling?
Cold and beautiful. Very nice.
You know, it's kind of been so long that you've kind of forgotten what it used to be like anyway, but yeah, definitely feels a bit better to be able to actually plan to do something.
It feels cold too. My own feet are wet now, but anyway.
I'm Erin. I'm from Ennis-Lyman.
So you're lucky enough that you could come to the sea these last few months.
I could. But it's much nicer coming with other people.
So today, who's joined you?
My dad, whose birthday it is today.
Hey. Happy birthday.
61 years old.
You're looking well for us.
Thank you.
So it was top of your list for the birthday today, was it?
Absolutely.
Lockdown restrictions lifting so you could celebrate.
On the birthday. Thanks, Michal.
You're going to chance the water, guys?
Well, yeah, we're going to give it a splash. And it's lovely for my daughter here, who's a lockdown baby, to get to see the grandparents again. It means a lot, yeah.
So getting to meet up with family outdoors is important as well.
It's huge, yeah. It's really special for us.
I won't hold you up so, guys. No. Hit the water. Happy birthday.
Gurma Hagat.
Thanks, Emil.
Is it cold?
It's certainly fresh, but it's lovely.
You'll have to be a bit older for the vaccination.
I think so. They're coming anyway.
But for now, is this celebration enough for you to be able to move outside of your 5K?
Oh, absolutely. This is the best thing ever.
It's amazing.
People can keep Malaga. I say Lahinch is the place.
Woohoo!
Isn't that sound fantastic? That's the sound of birthday boy John and his daughter Erin breaking free from the 5 kilometre travel rule in Lahinch, ending John Cook's report.